Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Cal McNair and Hannah McNair, they were they did the whole media car wash thing last week. They did sit-downs with all the TV stations here in town. We heard this one last week, but if you missed it, we'll play it again. The reaction, both in the McNair household and amongst the younger generation, of the with the Stephon Diggs trade.
Our boys, when they heard the Stephon Diggs news, were screaming around the house, and then their friends said their teacher stopped class to tell everyone. So there's quite a buzz amongst the younger generation about the guys that we brought in. So that's exciting.
But and we embrace the expectations. That's where we want to be. And at the same time, it's about building the team and the team being coached and working hard. It's the day-to-day things that are going to get us where we want to get to, but we've got to stay focused and work hard every day to bring about where we want to go.
And we want to win now.
We want to win now. That was the big one. That made the rounds on Friday. Hannah's name was in the headlines on NFL.com for that one.
Hannah right there being very much the player that's like, coach gives a speech about how, you know, like, hey, stay the course, keep an even keel. And then there's one player that stands up in the back. He's like, oh, hell with that.
Right.
Hell with that.
Right.
You SOBs need to get on my level.
Yep.
Damn it.
Yep. Crotch chopping at the opponent as they're running out of the tunnel. Yep, that's Hannah. So that made the rounds on Friday. There were a few other interviews that were done though. Just following up on Diggs, this was a good one here. This was Jason Bristol of KHOU, and it's a good question asking about bringing a personality like Diggs into a locker room that's got such great chemistry coming off of last year.
I think as a receiver, you probably want the ball. And I think as team, you want receivers that want the ball and want to make a difference with it once they get their hands on it. And I think he's one of those guys that can make a difference. And I'm glad he's here, and I look forward to getting to know him. I think we have a team that really works together well. And I think if he goes off a little bit, they'll probably challenge him and bring him back in. But they'll work together as a team, and I look forward to that.
And this is where you trust your evaluators, right?
Right.
I think we have a good culture in our locker room that he's coming into, and I think he's a great fit.
You want to win.
I mean,
you want guys that want to win. And so I think, you know, sometimes you do have to challenge yourself, and we'll see what happens.
That's good. If you're a Texan fan, I think it's a great cut right there. That's good to hear from the owners of the team. I thought it was a good answer from Cal. And I agree with the part that Hannah said, and as you pointed out, Seth, like this – sometimes you have leaders on your team so you can bring in guys who need to be led, you know,
to
simplify it.
And if it's not necessarily even that you need to lead Brandon Jacobs, or excuse me, I was going to make a Brandon Jacobs comparison. It's not even necessarily that you have to lead Stephon Diggs himself. It's just that you want to be sure that the rest of the locker room doesn't all of a sudden get like pulled down the path of negativity if somebody's acting up. So I like really good football teams in the NFL have a certain amount of volatility amongst the personalities on the team. You know, the Chiefs at various times over the last few years have had either a Tyreek Hill or a Travis Kelce or any of those other guys that aren't always like the ideal picture perfect teammate or example of what how you want your kids to act on the sideline, but they do just fine. I mean, would you oh no, we've got Stephon Diggs on the team. We might win three Super Bowls. Oh dear, let me clutch my pearls, you know?
Yeah.
I don't worry too much about it because that's just, if you're going to be a really good team in the NFL, you have to get to the point where you can withstand non-ideal personalities.
Absolutely.
Because every damn Super Bowl team I've watched in the last 10 years has at least one guy on it who wasn't Texans worthy. And yet somehow was okay for that Super Bowl team. So, yeah, I'm glad that they've gotten over it.
Yeah, that's – you know, it's funny. This is the extreme, obviously, the Patriots. But watching that documentary, the 10-part documentary on Apple TV where they went through the whole dynasty, and, yeah. Look, some of their stuff was way, way on the outer fringes. You know, like, obviously, the Aaron Hernandez situation is, you know, beyond anything that most NFL teams have experienced ever. But just some of the day-to-day, the premise of the whole documentary was Tom Brady and Bill Belichick eventually not getting along with each other. Like, yeah. That was what – and but they go through the course of the whole 20 years, and, man, you realize, like, how many different soap opera – conventional football soap opera storylines there are with winning football teams, you know? And I got to thinking about – I'm watching this play out as we're in the middle of this kumbaya season with the Texans where everybody loves everybody and there's none of that. And my thought, it's interesting you say that about all these Super Bowl teams. My thought was, all right, eventually the Texans are going to have to bring some of this into their locker room because it just comes with the territory of egos and being a really good football team and all that.
Right. You can't fall in love with a fairy tale.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Even like the one of the greatest fairy tales in American sports is Miracle on Ice. And yet, if you look at how it all went down, there was nothing fairy tale like about that for the guys on the team. Like it was barely even a team. Everybody was getting shuffled in and shuffled out so much. But it's just really nice to package it afterwards. It's like, wow, look at this. They all stuck together.
Yep.
No, that's not how it happened. You gotta figure out a way to make asynchronous parts work together in synchronicity.
Yep.
And oh, so Brandon Jacobs was the guy I was thinking of who was like, he was constantly disgruntled when he was with the Giants, the running back with the Giants back in, he was on the team for both their Super Bowls, was he not?
May have been, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you got some disgruntled people here and there. Don't worry about it.
It happens. Here was Will Kunkel of Fox 26 asked the McNairs about the Astrodome. Stepchild building sitting next to NRG right now. It's like a once great relative who's now sitting in their rocking chair comatose. Like you wouldn't realize, like this guy was a great athlete at one point. Now he's just sitting here staring straight ahead. Here were the McNairs on the dome.
What's next for the Astrodome? What is going to happen with that building?
It's a county building, so whatever they decide to do, I'm sure they'll figure out something soon. You know, I think it's been condemned, and it's not being used, so it's a drain on the taxpayer. So we'll see what the county decides to do.
Would you like to get involved, Hannah?
I'm not saying anything.
It's a drain on the taxpayer.
Yeah.
It is one of those things that this happens sometimes. There's something that people, in their minds, they tell themselves a story of how they feel about something, and then they don't think about it at all forever until something comes up. And then, oh, no, it's very, very important to me that the Astrodome not be torn down. Oh, yeah. When was the last time you sat and just, like, reflected upon it or made use of the Astrodome or did any damn thing at all about it? Like, oh, it's been forever. I barely really even realize it. Even as I walk past it on my way into games, I don't really take much time to think about it. You know what it is? It reminds me of, like, when there's a sometimes Sometimes there might be like a sports media personality that people are like, oh yeah, I love that guy. And they'll say it to me, that's my guy. I listen to that guy every day. I'm like, well, he's been off the air for 4 years. Yeah, but he's so smart. He's so smart. I know, but like,
talking about that's never happened.
Like it just wasn't, nobody was listening. So you had to, nope, that's my guy. That's my guy.
That's never happened recently. What are you talking about? I'm literally asking our listeners to text in if it's the case. Does any other city right now have something like the Astrodome going on where it's a once proud stadium that games were played in that literally feels like it's being left up because they don't want to bury this relative? Like it's literally like that building is weekend that building is weekend at Bernie's right now.
No, yes. Jerry Jones. A lot of people wish they'd tear it down, but he's still standing. He is their Jerry Jones.
I'm literally looking for an actual.
No, yeah, like an old structure propped up with concrete and cement and a little bit of plastic.
Drain
probably
on the taxpayer. text in and most cities have like a party. For the, you know, when they stick all the dynamite in the building and the thing crumbles to the ground, they get people gather around and watch like a funeral. And yet we still sit here with the Astrodome. I'm dead serious. Someone says San Antonio kind of has the Alamo Dome. They still use that though, don't they? Do they not? I thought they did. Anyways, Payne and Pendergast with you. So that Cal and Hannah making the rounds right there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I was just fishing. I will. I feel like they could turn it into a Thunderdome type situation where you just secure it from the outside, allow your most violent criminals to just create their own society in there, and then you have just a boatload of cameras everywhere, so you can create revenue for the taxpayer through a reality show.
I would pay.
Like, I don't understand why they don't do this.
What would you pay for that subscription? The Thunderdome.
Oh, it's all paid for with advertising.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It costs the city of Houston nothing at all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like it. It's not a bad idea.
Sports drinks. Mostly sports drinks. I feel like it would be sponsored by Gatorade.
You know,
is there battling in the Thunderdome? It's got Gatorade all over
it. It's very branded.
When they go to their corner or whatever, they drink Gatorade, all that.
They could do the next season of Survivor inside the Astrodome. That wouldn't be bad. Survivor Astrodome, get voted out of the dome. That wouldn't be bad.
They should do a season of Survivor in a maximum security prison. Are you like,
dude? I tell you, Charlie would not be on that one.
Violent Bob, Violent Bob, listen, it's you and me together, okay? We've got an alliance, trust me. And then you cut to your contestant in the next one, like, Violent Bob thinks we're an alliance, and I'm going to let him believe that for a little while. But at some point, you know, I'm going to have to vote out Violent Bob. Then you cut to next scene, Violent Bob shiving you 29 times as he finds out you betrayed him.
Someone says the Roman Colosseum is kind of old. Can you imagine? Taxpayers, let's get rid of this eyesore in the middle of the city.
I do. Don't a lot of people go to the Colosseum and kind of have a, experience? What are you sitting here, like 50,000? My God.
Where are the boxes?
Where are the luxury boxes?
Yeah,
what the hell is this?
Where are the suites? Arian Foster had a good old man tweet this weekend, which I totally agree with. Apparently he went out this weekend, says, I haven't been out in some years. I'm old AF. TF is the point.
Yeah.
Music too loud. Can't talk to no one. Everyone on their phones, LOL. Y'all got it. This bleep whack. So Arian, who apparently doesn't get out very much, went out to, it seems like a club of some sort this weekend.
It was at 1:01 a.m.
Yeah.
On April 13th.
It's Saturday night. Yeah. Friday night.
Late Friday night, Saturday morning. Apparently went out Friday night and was not impressed.
Yeah.
It's hard to hear even when you're young and have good hearing, and then you go out to a club when you're old and try to have a conversation with somebody.
Trying to talk about
your 401k with a young lady next to you, and she's all, where's the blow?
This made me feel super old. I'm like, oh, God. Arian Foster feels old now. I feel super old now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Arian, you know, because Arian always seemed like, you know, and still, you know, he still is, you know, young, pretty hip dude.
Yeah, but he's kind of a quiet, reflective.
That is true. He would seem like, of all athletes, one that would be like, man, what am I doing here? Arian would be at the far end of the spectrum.
Mark Cuban still gets out and gets after it, and he's old as dirt.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you see Cuban tweeted last night? You know, it's tax day, so that's when apparently, you know, Cuban... Not flexing at all, I'm sure. Someone tweeted at him like, so, do you do the same thing that so-and-so does and not pay any taxes, Mr. Billionaire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Cuban used that as an opportunity to give the greatest humble brag of all time. I'm wiring $288 million to the IRS tomorrow, okay?
Oh, wow.
$288 million. He's paying in taxes.
Boy, I wonder if he has an interpreter. Does he know that, like, what if he's actually only... What if he's actually not paying taxes? He just has an interpreter/accountant who's got him duped into believing that he's actually spending $288 million.
$288 million in taxes. That's pretty
Mark
baller.
Cuban sent $288 million to a bookie.
A low-level bookie in L.A. Oh, man. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
$288 million. Doesn't have to pay state income tax. But those property taxes are a killer in the state of Texas.
They are. Yep, they are. They're high. All right, Payne and Pendergast, let's get to headlines. The Astros kind of right the ship a little bit this weekend. We'll talk about that. Rocket season is over. We'll talk about that. And the Texans, we've got a Masters champion. We've got a lot to get to in headlines. We'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey
everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.